Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, here's the interesting thing when it comes to a controversy from earlier. I guess it started out yesterday. Matt Kuchar, golfer. I think one of the things that happens to, you know, golf is a sport that's a great sport. I love watching it. I love playing it. I'm terrible at it, but I have fun with it. I love being outside. But one of the things about golf and why it's, you know, tough for golfers sometimes to sort of resonate with fans is because a lot of times fans don't really have all that much in common with them. And what I mean by that is that, you know, they're living in a different, completely different world. And sometimes there's a stereotype that, you know, golfers are these these entitled country club brats who are out of touch with reality. I don't know that's always fair, but that's really, you know, when you hear people criticize golfers and you hear people criticize, you know, the PGA Tour and the guys on the PGA Tour and all that other stuff. What happens is they don't always help themselves out in that regard. And in this Matt Kuchar story, it's a classic example of a story where a guy was probably technically right, but was wrong. And I know that doesn't sound, you know, you're not able to put those two in the same sentence, but it's true. I think you can be technically right about something. By the letter of the law or the letter of whatever, the most technical terms, you can be right and yet still be wrong. And in Kuchar's case, I think what the biggest thing is that he was wrong because of really the larger picture that he seemed to miss. And what am I talking about? Matt Kuchar is supposedly, he's supposed to be one of the nicest guys on tour, but the reality of the situation is he won the Mayakoba Classic, and he won $1.2 million. And he paid his caddy $5,000. Now, the biggest thing is you look at it and you say, well, for 4 days of work, $5,000 doesn't seem that bad. But the standard in the industry is either 5% or 10%. But, you know, he won $1.2 million, which means he probably should have paid the guy about at the very least, $50,000, $60,000. Now, the caveat is this was not his regular caddy. It was a caddy that was on location. And Kuchar basically said, we had an agreement. I made it in the top 20. I would give him $3,000, and if I made it into the top 10, I'd give him $4,000. So I was in the top 10, so I gave him $4,000. And then I gave him $1,000 extra just to say, hey, we had a great week. Now, in the very most technical terms, Kuchar is right. Okay? He did have an agreement for $4,000, and he gave him $1,000 above and beyond. But he's wrong. Because he's wrong, you won $1.2 million. And really, you had a caddy who knows the course, a local caddy who probably played a pretty large hand in you winning because he knows the course in and out like the back of his hand. So the reality of the situation is, it's, you know, to me, if it was me, I would say this. If I'd have won the $1.2 million, first of all, I'd have told the caddy, listen, I'll pay you $1,000 a day. Because, I mean, let's face it. Matt Kuchar, I mean, come on. Matt Kuchar can afford it, even if he didn't make the cut. I mean, he's not one of these guys that is, on the tour, grinding it out, trying to make, you know, cuts and trying to figure it out and all this other stuff. He's not, okay? Matt Kuchar on the money list is number 10 all time. He's made almost $50 million, and that is just in the tournament, the earnings. That doesn't include whatever he's made in endorsements and everything else. He's made almost $50 million, okay? He's 10th on the all-time money list right now. So to me, you say to the guy, I'll give you $1,000 a day, and then you know what? Let's see how I do, and how I do will determine. I'll give you some more money. He won. $1.2 million. At that point, I don't care what we agreed to $4,000. At that point, you know what? I'm going to give you another $30,000 as a tip, as a way of saying, hey, thanks for all your help this week. That would have been the right thing to do. I'm not in the crowd that says he should have paid him what the standard caddy, you know, makes, because part of that standard caddy fee is because caddies have to travel and all this other guy. This guy didn't travel. But by the same token, to me, it's bush league that you gave him a $1,000 tip. That's as cheap as it gets. I mean, that's like, you know, to me, technically, when you sit down to eat at a restaurant, technically, you don't have to leave a tip. There's no law that says you have to tip somebody. I mean, and technically, I mean, we have an agreement that I'm looking at the menu and this is how much it costs. Well, I mean, this is what it costs. So why should I have to add on more to that? But you all know that's nonsense. And to me, I think that if you look at it, if you went into a restaurant and you didn't tip, it would be really looked at as very bush league. And that's what I think this is. I think this situation, Matt Kuchar comes off and he looks really bush league. Now, the flip side of it is somebody probably got to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.